Well, welcome once again to Legacy Leadership Alliance. I am Sean Cooper, and I'm excited about the podcast. Of course, Legacy Leadership Alliance is a weekly podcast dedicated to emerging generations and thought leaders for legacy transference in the marketplace, educational system, and religious institution. Legacy Leadership Alliance, four points of light are legacy, mentorship, PK Alliance, and pastoral infrastructure. And I'm excited about the podcast. Today, I have a special guest. You guys are going to be just so blessed. And it's none other than Pastor Teresa Cooper. She's a mother, businesswoman, an author, worship leader. Most of all, she loved Jesus and she's my wife.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm glad to be back on the podcast with you, Sean.
Yeah, and I'm excited too. And, you know, we're going to talk about your book.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about your book, and I want to interview about your new book. And it's just a blessing that you're a writer. I mean, you do 50 other things, but also, how do you find the time to do it?
Yeah, find the time. I didn't really find the time. I just, you know, created some space and just, you know, started writing. I knew exactly what I wanted to communicate with this second book. And I just kind of made it happen.
Yeah.
I just created some space and took time to write over a year. And then it sat on the shelf for probably another 2 years.
Really?
It was on the editor's desk. And so this has really been a labor of love for 3 years. It's not a huge book. It was a small thing. And it's interesting how the forces of life and things will work against you or try to stop you, even in our small accomplishments.
Right.
So it didn't have to be a novel. He was threatened by even a 10, 12 chapter book versus, you know, this huge novel. Because I think a lot of times the fight is, you know, getting it out of the spirit realm into the earth.
Yeah.
And as long as they can just keep it in your spirit or keep it as a vision or a dream, it's okay.
Yeah, because it's not completed. It's just
absolutely.
It's a concept until
right.
And it's a vision, but until it materializes, that's where the power is at.
That's the threat. And
right.
I think you have a principle that says the power is in the finish.
That's right.
And so, you know, I'm just excited that I finished.
Yeah. It's of course, you know, you have had children, two of them.
Yes.
Giving me two beautiful kids, but you know, you can liken it unto delivery.
Well,
at least I think you can.
I mean, you can say that.
That's the good part, right?
It works for you. I don't know how many women.
But it's a blessing that
would agree.
All the labor pains, right?
Yes.
And the transition, and then you finally deliver, you know, and you kiss that beautiful baby and all that good stuff. But this is a baby. This is something that God put in your heart. Well, listen, let me ask you this. Okay, let me ask you this. What is different about this book than the first one that you've written?
Well, I don't, as far as different, I'm focusing on, I have a running theme, and that theme is I generally talk about struggles that I personally have, and once I conquer those struggles, then I kind of write about it. So what's different is I'm relaying the struggle of Monday.
Mm-hmm.
My previous book, I wrote Conquering Your Day and how to conquer your day and not your, you know, take charge of your day and not allow your day to take charge of you or
right.
run you.
Because it can do that.
It can do that, especially if you're a multitasker or you, you know, have a variety of an entrepreneur or you have a lot of things on your plate that you're managing.
Right.
This particular book, I'm tackling Hello Monday. And Monday, for me, instead of talking about your days, I'm talking about one particular day, and I'm focusing on how Monday shows up, you know, 52 days out of the year. It's not going away. There's always going to be a Monday. Mm-hmm. And how we conquer those things in our life that show up every day, whether it's a struggle, a physical struggle, whether it's something that we're trying to conquer emotionally or mentally. We're walking in victory, or we're conquering, but it's on a daily basis with the same familiar mountain or the same familiar issue that shows up.
Yeah, because that's interesting, because I guess you can parallel that to some people have consistent struggle with finances, or
right.
there can be health issues that's consistent. Mm-hmm. Like
right.
it's just like every week, every, you know, few months or whatever. Because I can remember, you know, earlier in my life where my mother had died during the time of December. And so for years, I would struggle through the whole month of December.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord started dealing with me about conquering. Because there, like you said, the enemy does fight us and try to undermine us and steal the moments
mm-hmm.
of our life.
Yes.
Because he is a thief.
Right.
And I think everybody can relate to the book, because there is something there that they battle with that is consistent.
Right. And so I'm talking about this consistent enemy, this one thing that we have to confront every day. And it has a Hello Monday, courage that conquers mountains. And so I'm finding that these two books, I talk a lot about courage, because it's going to take you taking up courage.
Yeah.
And applying courage to conquer or to break through a lot of those barriers and a lot of those reoccurring things that show up in your life. And it's not, I'm not talking about staying on a wheel. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking
right.
about cycles. I'm not talking about cycles. I'm talking about Monday is concrete. There's 7 days. Monday's coming,
yeah.
whether you want it or not. Matter of fact, Monday's coming, and you have to learn to bless Monday because it's going to show up whether you want it to show up
so
or not.
So it is winning in the principle. It's winning,
right.
you know, because I know even me right now, you know, I had some issues I had to deal with, that I had to have some very difficult conversations
mm-hmm.
with people that I love. And if I could have avoided that,
right,
if I could have paid somebody
right.
to do it, I would have done it. But
there's
it was
certain
unavoidable.
Things you can't avoid, absolutely.
And so you have to determine in your mind, how are you going to win this mountain?
Right.
How are you going to, that is coming. You can't. It's unavoidable, but you can win.
Absolutely. And so I talk a lot in the book. It's not a long book, because I wanted to really make the point.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good read, though.
Yes. Oh, yeah. it's absolutely, I believe it is, because it's life lived.
But it's also, what I found out is that, you know, some books that you read and it's informational,
mm-hmm.
but this is more of a conversational piece.
Absolutely.
Where you know, it's in the details and in the revelation and in the substance and in the wisdom of the practicalities of life. And how we win. Well, let me ask you something, because I thought this was interesting, a few of your topics. And one was knowing your rhythm.
Uh-huh.
Can you expound on that? Because what is the rhythm? What do, you know, of course, I know because I've, you know, read about it. But can you explain to the people what do you mean about knowing your rhythms?
Well, you know, what I mean by knowing your rhythm is knowing the speed and the pace of your life.
Yeah.
You can learn from other people. You can even engage with other people. But at the end of the day, you have to know your rhythm and be okay with if your rhythm is not a sprint, it's not, you know, a cross country, long distance run. Knowing, you know, if is it a relay? What is your rhythm? And how has God rhythmatically ordered your steps?
Your steps, yeah.
And once you get a hold of that, knowing your rhythm, I had this saying that slower became faster to me. Whereas I was finding myself exhausted, feeling belabored because I was trying to keep up with my husband.
With me, yeah.
Who happens to be, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
He's on a fast track and he walks fast.
Yeah, because there's been times when I've said, if we walk into the car, I will say to you, like, I could have walked like 3 or 4 times.
Absolutely.
Back and forth before you got to the car.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And so for a while, it works well, you know, when you're trying to keep pace at the same pace as someone, and because we work together,
yeah,
it was important for me to keep pace with you because, you know, we work together. But then there got a point where I couldn't keep up, and it was causing more distress trying to keep up a rhythm that wasn't my rhythm.
Right.
And so
now that's weighty because there's a lot of people that's living in other rhythms.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have the grace to sustain that because they wasn't created. And so what I hear you saying is that it's not just knowing your rhythm, but respecting the rhythm, you know?
Yes.
I think that's profound because I think we all struggle with that. Because society is fast-paced, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So much going on, even at the moment, right now. And we got to know the pace that God has called us to.
Right, because if you could make yourself sick, you could cause unnecessary, undue stress on yourself emotionally.
Right.
Your emotional intelligence can be fractured because you're trying to keep pace based on someone else's race or what someone else expects of you versus having that time to still yourself and to know your rhythm.
Yeah. Yeah,
and your body, even your body speaks to you.
That's right.
And medically they tell you, you know, but you have to be able to listen to your body to know that your body's saying you're moving too quick.
Right.
You're not getting enough rest. You're not, you know, taking soul care. You're not taking care of your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Because you're trying to run based off of someone else's rhythm. So you got to know your rhythm.
Right. So you wrote this in compass of winning that day, the wisdom of winning that day. That of course, Monday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And everybody, and I'm talking about Hello Monday, being able to embrace the start of the week, being able to, you know, embrace that day. And I put personal explanation of what Monday means to me.
Yeah.
Now, so your Monday, what Monday means to you may not really have anything to do with the day, the actual day Monday. Because
right.
What we're really talking about
is... So it's more metaphoric in terms of...
For some people, it will be metaphoric.
And then
what
some
is,
people,
what is your
that
Monday?
Day. Yeah.
But then for some people that are out there just like I was... It is Monday. If I couldn't get Monday right, it messes up the rest of the 6 days.
Yes,
I mean,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And so it was very important.
Yeah.
And it's a weird thing because once, again, I'm writing about something that I actually lived and I confronted. And it was kind of one of those things that once I owned it and then when I put pen to it and I wrote about it, it was almost like the boogeyman is out of the bag, and it lifted a lot of the weight and the pressure. And so I was able to write clearly about it because you know, I yeah. had experienced a breakthrough.
Right. Okay. What this next another chapter that stood out mm-hmm. or topic that you wrote about is you know, having permission.
Having permission. That was a good chapter. Because a lot of people, you know, are hindered. They know the scriptures and they can apply the scriptures really well for other people. But then when it comes to their life or to themselves, they're little, not as forceful, not as victorious, or not as believable. Mm-hmm. They can believe for others, but then when it Everybody comes to their else. Life, yeah. right, then there's a problem. And I talk a lot of, in this particular chapter about having permission and how permission from God and permission according to God's word, how that validates. Mm-hmm. And helps you, it ties right into knowing your rhythm. You can be, your pace can be as slow or as fast as it needs to be. And you don't have to have other people's approval for it. If it works for you, then it's yours.
Right, right.
And you have permission for it. And so in that particular chapter, I think it's chapter 8, I really talk about what that permission looks like. And not to say that people don't, because we're human. You know, the people that you love, the people that you admire and you respect, you absolutely want affirmation
yeah.
from them, and you want approval from them. But what happens if they don't approve?
Right.
Or what happens if you don't have their permission? Who trumps them?
Right.
And so I talk about that.
You know, I think it is, like I said, a conversational piece, even the topics that you're dealing with, because this is about a life journey mm-hmm. and picking up the jewels of life.
Yes.
And that's the way I felt when I read the book. It was not just like information and a few nuggets here, but it was substance, because it's true that, you know, you can't live the life of everybody's expectations.
Right.
But it doesn't take away from servanthood or care for others. But, you know, being able to give yourself permission to rest, mm-hmm. you know, giving yourself permission to love, giving yourself permission to let stuff go.
Right.
So that I think that is powerful. And you that are listening to us, listen, you got to pick up this book. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life, I believe, forever. And let's talk about another topic that I was really excited about, and it was about being stuck, because I think that in most of our lives, mm-hmm. in one way or the other, may be procrastination, may it be distractions, may it be fragmentations, may whatever, we get stuck, mm-hmm. you know? And don't know how to navigate through that, don't know how to find success and fulfillment through it. What was the reason why you talked about being stuck?
Well, because I've had that experience. And so getting, the chapter is called Getting Stuck While in Motion. Life's still happening. You're mm-hmm. still accomplishing. You're still, you know, doing what you need to do as a CEO, or doing what you need to do, you know, in the workforce or whatever it is, but yet internally feeling stuck. And I think you were the one, I kind of even referenced you in the book.
Really?
And I said, you know, my husband has this saying that, where he often says, manage your inner dialogue, mm-hmm. you know, that you have to manage your emotions and your inner dialogue.
Right.
And so a lot of times we get stuck while in motion because we've mismanaged our emotions, or we've mismanaged our inner dialogue, our inner voice talking to us. And so
And I think because a lot of people, like you said, they do not listen to that inner dialogue. Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot of times we cut it off. You know, our bodies can be talking to us.
Right.
The Holy Spirit can be talking to us about that being stuck, you know. But to have that inner dialogue and winning within is quite essential, you know.
Right, and making sure that the inner dialogue is not competitive or negative, or what are we rehearsing? If we're rehearsing more of people's opinions or things that we've seen on the news or things that we've heard, or what's the going, you know, what's the current trend? And all those things have become more important than the originator, who is God. What is his dialogue about you?
Yeah.
And if those things are drowning out his dialogue,
yeah,
then it absolutely causes you to be stuck. You can be accomplishing, and everyone else can be, you know, applauding you. You could be receiving an award. You could be like me. You could be releasing a new book, and all those things look wonderful on the outside. But on the inside, when you're at home alone, or when you're in your private thoughts, you feel stuck.
Yeah.
Like you haven't really truly broken through to those conversations that you're having, you know, inwardly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I talk about that, and I challenge us in the book to work on that inner dialogue and not being stuck.
From what I can, from what I've read and just hearing you, it seems that the emphasis is winning from within.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and that whole Hello Monday, for some people, it is a day, it is a particular situation. And for some of us, metaphoric as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you cover a broad perspective in the lives of people. Listen, this book is going to change your life. These are some jewels, some nuggets, some insights, some revelation, impartation, experience as a mother, grandmother, a preacher, entrepreneur. I can go on and embodied in this book. And it will help you to navigate through the course of life, especially all that you're going through right now. If you're going through depression, you're going through, you know, decision making, this would help you and throw some light on your journey. So let me ask you one more question. What would you like for the people to take away from this book? What are the takeaways?
You know, one of the takeaways I would like them to get from this book is that there's nothing that you can't speak to. There's no mountain that you can't speak to, climb up and over.
Right.
When you own it, that God gives you the ability, no matter how long you've struggled with it, no matter if it's going to be a continual something that you have to see every day, because it's beyond some things are beyond our control.
Yeah.
But even those things, he gives us the ability to speak to the mountain, or he gives us the ability to climb the mountain.
Yeah.
And so I want people to take away a triumphant spirit, a triumphant thought.
Man, we need that
to know that
too. Yeah.
That God's view and God's thoughts are not just that we're conquerors, but that we are more than conquerors.
Oh, that's good.
And so, you know, I want people to feel hopeful and to know that God is working for you. He's not against you, and that he's given you everything that you need, as long as you stay connected to him and as the source of all life and all strength, stay connected and rooted in him, that he'll give you everything that you need to speak to the mountain so that it can move, or to climb the mountain so that you can stand at the precipice of that mountain and declare, "Mighty is our God." In our lives,
so this,
and over
this
our
book
lives.
Is for anybody. It's not
it's
just for
absolutely
females.
For anybody, male, female. It's for stay-at-home moms. It's for entrepreneurs, CEOs, it's for teachers, it's for young people. It's very practical, and after each chapter, I challenge you to dialogue with yourself. So there's an area for you to write and to take notes.
That's great.
And
that's great.
It's not too long. It's long enough for you to literally get the concept and get the tools that you need to start applying Hello Monday in your everyday situations.
Awesome. Well, let me ask you, how can the people get this particular book? It's going to change their life. How could they get it and read it? And
Well, right now it's in print. We are currently waiting for the release for it to be on Kindles and eBooks.
Awesome.
But you can get it. You can get it at Barnes and Noble. You can get it at Amazon.com, and you can also get it from on hand. I think when you order from Amazon or Barnes and Noble, you have to wait for it to come in.
Right.
But you could also reach out via womanofstature@gmail.com. That's my email, womanofstature@gmail.com, to locally get the book. Right now with, COVID, a lot of the libraries and the big, book releases are kind of been minimized. But on June the 26th and the 27th, that's a Friday and a Saturday, I'll be having a book release where you can just, drive by, pick up your book, let me sign it, and, we'll continue.
And what's those dates again?
And that's going to be June the 26th and the 27th. And that's going to be at 8410 Kingston Road, at New Creation Family Church. I'm going to, do that there. And
awesome.
So you're able to drive up, get your signed copy, and we'll have it available. Or you could, like I said, go to Amazon.com, type in the name Teresa M. Cooper, Amazon.com/author/Teresa M. Cooper. And it'll take you straight to my portal, and you can order it online or at Barnes & Noble.
Well, friend, you heard it. Hello Monday. This is her second book, and it is going to be life-changing, full of substance, nuggets, information, revelation, impartation. It's a great read and a great conversational piece, and I know it's going to bless you. So is there any final thoughts before we sign out?
Well, what I'm excited about is this is my second book. You've written five books. And if you're listening and you got a book in your heart and you feel like that you have something that you could put in print,
That's right.
Writing a book, an audio book or in print, is a great way to leave a legacy.
Yeah.
The earth will know your footprint. And that's one of the ways that we could say you are here and you can continue to provide wisdom and insight for generations to come through your book. So fear not and make it happen. I think the biggest thing is each time I wrote a book, I had a rush of anxiety. Yeah. Because it's your thoughts.
Yeah, you got to jump
out
there.
And people are going to judge your thoughts. And but you got to get it out there.
Get it out.
And so I would encourage you, if you got a book on the inside of you, do the work to just get it out and get it printed in excellence, and watch the lives that can be changed and transformed. Yeah. Because you finished.
You made it
the
happen.
Power is in the finish.
Well, you heard it. Hello Monday by Teresa Marie Cooper. She's outstanding. And one more time, just tell them where they can get that book, and we're going to sign out.
Well, of course, I'm on social media, so you can reach out to me on Facebook, Teresa Ware Cooper, or you can go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Just type in Hello Monday, and it should come right on up, and you can find it in those ways. And if you're here locally in Shreveport-Bossier area on June the 26th and 27th, I'm going to be having a book signing at New Creation Family Church, and you can pick up your signed copy at that time as well.
Awesome. Well, listen, we love you dearly. We're excited about your destiny, your purpose, you as a business person, pastor, entrepreneur, pace setter. I want you to reach for your dreams and don't quit. Well, until we meet again next week, it is better to live by principle than to die by impulse. Go with God and be incredibly, incredibly blessed.